Sound Vision, 1-800-EYE-CARE. Traffic on Y98.
Thank you very much, Lance. 713. Russell Heikum, welcome back to the Phillips Company Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Okay, so Belleville West High School, we pretty much all have seen the video. It was heinous. Your take on it was probably the same.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it was just brutal. All right, so what they've done now is they voted, the school board in Belleville voted to unanimously expel the two students, and I disagree with that, by the way. I disagree with it, and I know that this was just, it was brutal and it was awful, but I think that sending a message that, you know, we're going to just dispense with you is probably the wrong thing. We're educators, we're taxpayers and all that. I think you take these kids and you throw them into community service. You make them do things in school. You make them attend the seminar for bullying. You force them to do those things to change their lives, to discover what they've done wrong and present that to all the other students. And if they disagree with that, then you expel them. You give them an opportunity to make amends for how horrible this is.
And I would even take that a step further and involve the families. You know, you want to pull them out of the regular school environment for a while and put them in an alternative education program, saying, hey, you're not allowed to be with the other kids right now because you can't control your behaviors. But let's get some family counseling going on. I mean, these kids learned this behavior from somewhere or they were unsupervised. And so we need to sort of make it more of a systemic issue, a community issue, a family issue.
Oh, sorry, Kev, I got you.
No, I think the school board is sending a message, though, not just to these students, but to the entire district by saying this behavior will not be tolerated. Now,
it shouldn't be, but I think these kids, what do? You throw away a 14 and 15-year-old because their parents gave them some bad parental skills growing up, and so you dispense with them. They're probably like this a lot. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this, you know, violence, this erupts, but this is within somebody for many years. Am I right, mm-hmm. Russell?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, that one child that got beat on is going to be scarred for a very long time.
We talked about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Then you have these other two, you know, boys that thought, wow, hey, I'm in a power position. I'm going to use that power. And yeah, they got expelled, but they're probably having fun at home to some degree.
Well, I mean, they're going to have fun until the parents actually, you know, the kids are truants and they've got to go to school, and then it becomes the parents' responsibility to get them back to some school or some school district. I'm not in favor of the fact that now another district has to take care of these two kids, but I just think that you have to send that message. This is not going to be tolerated in our school district.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's just sort of, I don't want to say that's old school thinking. I'm not unhappy that they were expelled, but I think that wasn't probably the right thing. It's easy to look at this videotape and say, man, I'd like to take care of those kids myself. I'm sure that's the reaction many of us have. And you know how funny that is, that violence, you know, facing violence. I mean, you know, we want to take action. We want to take action, and we forget about these people being human beings.
And that is a primal urge to kind of want to mm-hmm. dominate the ones that dominate ours. And imagine being the parent of the boy that was hit.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about trying to put ourselves in that place. I mean, you know. The
guy said he just wanted to, like, hold him.
I said, I just want to hug this kid.
Tell him that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, so that's happened. And we may feel differently about the course of action that, you know, takes place with these kids in the future, but what makes kids bully, Russell? What is it about a human being that would make somebody want to dominate somebody else?
Well, honestly, I'm going to look at the home environment first. You know, maybe as young children, they were unsupervised, allowed to have tantrums, and given what they wanted when they disrupted the household. Maybe somebody in the household is a bully, has bullied the kids themselves, or maybe they have seen somebody within their neighborhood being successful by getting that power up position. And being a bully is about power.
That's interesting that you say, you know, you let your child have a tantrum and get away with it, because a bully doesn't necessarily come from a bad household. Sometimes there are parents with good intentions, and it just kind of like goes awry somewhere.
You're absolutely right. I'll meet these large families and four kids will be great and one kid will act out inappropriately. And sometimes with bullies, I mean, you have to look at the impulse control issue as well. So maybe there's something going along in the mental health lines that might be worth looking at too. Maybe they just can't control that behavior. Uh-huh. Maybe they're quick to anger. I'm not saying it's ADHD like the last time we were
sure,
in.
Sure.
But it could be a variety of things. So I think, you know, you want to look at that piece as well. Let's rule out mental health. Let's rule out maybe something physically that's bothering them as well. So look at the medical pieces.
You know, it seems like such a daunting task, though. I mean, I'm exhausted even thinking about how you would start with a bully's family or the school, or I mean, it just, we need to do something. And as a community, we need to, as you said, a systemic approach to solving this. But where do you begin? And you have to have cooperation for it to work.
Right. And where do you begin is a great question. And I don't have the answer for that, but my mind starts reeling and I go, well, you know, the bus driver did what he could. You know, he took the bus back to school. He called in immediately. But maybe it starts with the bus driver learning every kid's name on the bus, greeting every kid, and providing an atmosphere on the bus where bullying isn't tolerated and it is a happy place. Maybe there's parents at the bus stop, and maybe you designate one parent in the morning. Peer mediation, having a school program. The schools need to be educating about bullying all through every grade level, not just at a certain point within the development of school.
And what about parents at home? I mean, you know, if you're being bullied, I was never bullied as a kid. I've had my share of little skirmishes and all that, but I've never been bullied. But a kid that's bullied doesn't want to admit it to his parents. Maybe there are some parents that don't know that their child is being bullied. How do you approach the conversation with your kid about that?
Well, you know, you can try and do it covertly and see something on TV and say, what'd you think about that, like this bus incident? Mm-hmm. Just sit down and ask them. I mean, that's the first key right there. I think as parents, sometimes we get scared to ask difficult questions. And if you say, how is it going? Is everything all right on the bus? You know, when you go to the bathroom, does anybody bother you? Is there anybody near your locker? You look for those areas. And then also start to notice maybe some of the nonverbals you're getting. Does your son or daughter have anxiety around a particular point in the day? You know, are they a little hesitant to leave in the morning? Are they eating and sleeping okay? I'd look for those just sort of general signs, but bottom line, ask.
You know, Courtney just handed me a note that said there was a caller from Lincoln County. Her name is Dee, and she said she didn't think that it was the parents' fault. And I don't know if Courtney said she hung up, but that was her comment. I don't know if she said that and then hung up. I think that's one of the great issues of our time. Parents not taking the responsibility for how our kids turn out. Now, it's not always the parents' fault, but certainly I think the way an environment in which a kid grows and prospers has a great deal to do with who they are as adults and who they become as these teens as they're moving through life.
Exactly. Kids model their parents' behavior. Think on the positives. We take on the hobbies of our parents. Maybe we even work into the same professions as our parents.
So my kids will grow up and tell people in front of them to sit down at a ball game?
Down in front, I believe, is the proper comment.
This irritates me.
Here's what Dee said. Dee said, you know, there's just sometimes there's bad kids. And she said, you know, you don't think that the parents are of the kid, that the kids that did this, are mortified.
Sure.
We don't know the background, but that was her comment. And there were actually a couple calls saying the same thing. Everybody wants to point the finger, but we don't know what the reason is.
And we're talking generally, too. We don't know the specifics of that family. But what I can say is that there are some behaviors that we model and that's picked up.
Yeah. We're talking to Russell Hyken, psychotherapist. And along this whole line of what Dee's saying, that the parents aren't to blame, I thought it was very interesting following this bullying incident on the bus. There was a parent whose child was suspended from school for a few days because they were cheering. They were cheering on the fight on the bus. And the parent said they didn't think it was fair that their child was suspended and denied an education when their child was cheering. And there were other children who were cheering on the bus who weren't suspended. Don't you think that that's a problem, too, the parents trying to
defend the behavior? In fact, it's on the front page of the Post this morning about the board meeting and several parents whose kids were laughing. Because that's apparently what kids do and fight. We're also suspended.
Well, you know, and I'm going to go back to that comment that I made earlier is that, you know, is suspension the right answer here? Mm-hmm. To me, I would be immediately putting these kids in an anti-bully class, some kind of particular character education to address that issue.
Is there such a thing? I mean, a guy like you, I mean, this seems like a cottage industry to me.
There are groups out there that do these types of classes, correct, yes, and they can be accessed. I don't know any off the top of my head, unfortunately. Okay. I wish I could say that. But I think that's the direction to go. And also keep in mind that we're in a really confined space in a bus, and the teenage brain is impulsive. It is not fully developed, and teenagers are going to do what feels good. So when they're cheering, that probably feels good, but you pull all those kids off the bus and ask them what they thought of that fight, I'm going to bet that everyone's going to say, wow, that was really wrong. But in that sort of mob environment, they just don't know how to react.
Well, that's a very interesting thing. And to any parent who said their kid doesn't deserve to be suspended, I guarantee you this, that if I'd seen my kid on that bus cheering, I would have suspended my child. I would have done that. And I think you guys know that I would have done that because there's got to be accountability and responsibility. And this is something that you really, really, really need to talk to your kids and talk to them, all kids, not just, you know, boys who tend to be more aggressive with fighting. I mean, I know there are girl fights, too, and they can be pretty awful. But the fact is that all kids fight, and this is something that you should address. And there, it goes well beyond just the bus. I mean, there is the private schools, stuff that happens in school, out of school, cyberbullying. I mean, you know, we can talk about all that. Let's take some calls from some of our listeners. Russell, if you don't mind, we'll do that in a moment. We're going to take a break here. Psychotherapist Russell Hyken is with us on the Phillips & Company Morning Show. You can access his website. If you got kids that have some issues, and a lot of kids do, and they don't feel comfortable talking to parents, maybe they need to meet with a therapist. A good place to start would be going on to ed-psy.com. That's did I get that right?
You did.
ed-psy.com. And we'll be back with Russell Hyken on the Phillips & Company Show next at 7:24.
Tonight, get ready.